Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
The Kohl Center in Madison, alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Michael Henderson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. We welcome you to Big Game Sunday in the Big Ten Conference as the sixth-ranked Badgers play host to the second-ranked Purdue Boilermakers. As a famous football coach around here, Barry Alvarez, would say, it's big on big today. We got two really good teams, two of the most efficient offenses in all of college basketball. I know you're ready.
I'm ready. There's no question about it. I'm ready. This is what makes this league so good. I've played in a couple of games like this. The energy here. Now, early on, how do you control your emotions? Because this is as electric as the Kohl Center's been in a while. As players, you got to control that so that the first 4 minutes, you're playing under control. And it's tough to do.
Yeah, they've had great atmosphere, certainly the Marquette game, but I agree with you, Butchie. This is, I think right now, the most energy in the building since 2 years ago when Purdue and Wisconsin had the classic game. Chucky Hepburn with the bank shot for the title, a share of the title as it turned out. Barry Redd, the student section, they have been here for a while. Many camped out overnight, some 3+ hours prior to tip. They were lined up from the entrance to the building all the way to Dayton Street, starting to wrap around. It's fun, but you earn the right. You did as a player. These guys, these Badgers, have earned the right to have this kind of a crowd for this kind of a game.
And this kind of stage. When you talk about what's in front of you, it's the only thing right now on noon on a Sunday that matters is this game throughout all of America. They've earned it. Now the best part, you get to go have a chance to go prove that you belong at this level and that you're one of the best teams in all of college basketball.
We have seen time again, not just with the Badgers, but really throughout college basketball, really good teams can look really good one game, not very good the next, and then bounce back and play great. You know, with Wisconsin, on Thursday, we saw them play really well for a stretch against Nebraska, and then got away from what makes them so good. Now they just got to get back the way they play here for 40 minutes.
And it comes down to taking care of the basketball, playing through each other, playing together, and playing for each other. And when I say for each other, that's going to come on the defensive end. With together, you've got to guard Zach Edey with five defenders. This isn't a one-on-one matchup. You've got to guard with five. You've got to have great ball pressure from the guards. As the bigs, you got to push him out of the lane as far as you can. You don't want him shooting two-footers. Make him shoot eight-footers. All of a sudden, your percentages go up as far as stops that you get.
Brian Dorsey, Doug Sermons, Kelly Pfeiffer, veteran officials all have the whistles here today. Purdue in the traveling black unis and the gold trim. The Badgers in the home white, little cargoling gray trim. The player-designed uniforms here for Wisconsin as Zach Edey and Stephen Crowell ready to jump center. I'd say the crowd's settling in. Crowd's kind of jacked up, especially the group to our left, Area Red. All levels packed here today. It's been quite a weekend at the Kohl Center. The Badger men's hockey team and Minnesota engaging in two terrific games, getting a split in that series with huge crowds. And not a seat to be had here today as Ryan Dorsey ready to put in the air. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left. We're underway in Madison. Purdue straight up defensively. And it's A.J. Storr against Lance Jones. Throwing to Hepburn. He's with Smith. Loops it into Stephen Crowell against Trey Kaufman-Wren. As Edey was checking Wall, as that was the case last year. Here's Tyler, a 10-footer left of the lane, and it's short, no good. Braden Smith, the rebound. And Purdue moving to our right in the first half. Smith up top with a left-hand dribble. And Hepburn will check Braden Smith. Two really good point guards there today that we'll get to describe for you. Trey Kaufman-Wren, top of the circle. Gets it to Smith, with Hepburn trying to get into him. A throw to Edey, gets it back to Smith. Hepburn trying to work around the Edey screen. Smith is open. Right elbow jumper. Rattles out no good. Rebound back tap and snapped down by A.J. Storr. After a minute, no score. Tyler Wall, top of the circle for Wisconsin. Here's to Max Klesmit, feeds Stephen Crowell against Kaufman Wren. Now it's Hepburn throwing to score. AJ on the right wing takes the three, and it's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Wall throws it back up and in, low on the right. Took it away from Smith. Wall with the first points of the game.
And those 50-50 balls are going to be crucial. That's one that Tyler Wall just went and got.
Minute 10 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Smith off the high screen from Edie. Smith out between the circles, uses the screen again. Cuts into the lane, one pump, pivots. Now whistle, he walked with the ball. Yeah, Chucky didn't bite. Braden Smith guilty of the turnover.
And we talked about the drop coverage on the offense, but Wisconsin's playing a little bit of that drop coverage himself, and that's where Braden Smith got into the lane, didn't know what to do with it, and caused the turnover.
And up the floor comes Tyler Wall. Edie waits for him. That was how Purdue defended last year against the Bigs. And now it's Hepburn, left of the lane. Turns, fadeaway flip, baseline left, no good. And the rebound to Kaufman Wren of the Boilermakers. Minute 40 gone by, 2-0 Wisconsin. Lance Jones turning down the Edie screen, picked up by Storr. A throw into Edie, gets doubled. Wall and Crowell kick out Fletcher Lawyer. Right lane line on the runner is off the rim, no good. Rebound cleared by Crowell. Hepburn lead feed to Storr. Goes into Klesmit, low on the left, layup good. Max was racing down the floor. It's now 4-0 Wisconsin.
And both buckets, easy baskets. Offensive rebound transition.
2:05 gone by, 4-0 Wisconsin as Braden Smith up top, left-hand flip Lance Jones. On the wing, goes into Edie, left of the lane, single coverage. Now a dig from Storr, the double comes from Wall, a kick out to Braden Smith. Baseline right, knocked away, Hepburn, ball is loose. Kaufman Wren gathers, 10 on the shot clock. Kaufman Wren backing on Wall, right block, goes up right hand, crawls out, no good. Edie the rebound, and he gets tied up and fouled. And Tyler Wall with a hand in the air, there's the game's first foul.
The first foul, but AJ's doing a good job defensively, locked in, and then all of a sudden it's one stop. It's, you've got to guard his five. AJ's the guard there. He's got to come in and sit in the lap of Edie. Fletcher Lawyer's not coming in, right? He's staying out there. You got to get in.
Zach Edie has the first free throw rattled out. He's scuffled at the line the last couple of games. He was 8 of 17 against Northwestern. He's 16 of 30 in his previous two games. He's a good foul shooter, though, overall, 72%. Second free throw on the way is good for the first point for the Boilermakers. 4-1 Wisconsin. We're 2.5 minutes in. Braden Smith picking up Hepburn to the backcourt, just trying to harass him a little bit. Chucky gets it across on the left side. Going to Stephen Crowell. Out high, picked up the dribble, flips to Klesmit near the center circle, throws to Wall, rotates Hepburn, puts it on the deck, feeds Tyler, top of the key, shovels it to Storr off the Wall screen. Storr, left elbow jump, no good. Rebound, batted around, Edie had it, lost it, but Lawyer is there for the Boilermakers. Fletcher Lawyer outside left, working off the Edie screen. Klesmit trying to work over. Lawyer driving, got tied up by Wall, and the shot gets rejected out of bounds. A little risky there, Wall, with that first early foul, able to avoid the second.
A little risky, but they are letting him play. Right, so reading early on how to guard that.
We talked about that before the game.
Yes.
How is this going to be called here? Lance Jones, baseline right, will inbound. Jones looking and looking in the Lawyer, runs it up right of the lane, good.
I think he's going to be a key for Purdue.
4-3 Wisconsin, 3:05 gone by as Tyler Wall throwing to Klesmit high on the left. Loops it inside, Crowell catches. Craig Kaufman Wren defending. Now Crowell backing a double from Edie. Stevie retreats and starts to back again. And a tough pass, one at Hepburn. It's stolen away by Braden Smith. Smith leaves it for Lawyer. He bobbled it. It's loose. Lawyer gets it back. And Purdue will continue with the possession. Lance Jones throwing to Smith right of the circle. Now he steps up, mid-range jump right side, good for Smith, and Purdue has scored five straight. 5-4 the Boilermakers. With 3 minutes and 40 seconds into the game. Hepburn throwing to Tyler Wall at the top, feeds A.J. Storr, got by Jones, and the reverse layup is good for A.J. Storr, showing that burst, 6-5 Wisconsin. We see Blackwell and Gilmore checking in at the first opportunity here for the Badgers. We're 4 minutes in, 6-5 Wisconsin. Edie at the top of the arc. One dribble, hands off to Lawyer, chased by Klesmit. Lawyer goes into Edie. Throws it to Kaufman Wren, a bump and a play on as Wall defends, 10 on the shot clock. Kaufman Wren with a pass for Lawyer. And his pass deflected, and it's stolen away by Tyler Wall. Badgers with the active hands. Wall glides to the front court for Wisconsin. Stops on the right wing. Goes to Crowell. Leaves it for Klesmit against Lawyer. Max lifts it into Crowell. Low on the left. Slam dunk. Steven Crowell, and it's 8-5 Wisconsin.
And they put Edie in the pick and roll. He didn't know what to do. He was calling no man's land. Great little pocket pass.
4.5 minutes gone by. 8-5 Wisconsin. Smith throwing to Kaufman right on the left wing. A pass for Edie at the top of the circle. One dribble. Kills it and throws it out to Lawyer. He'll feed Smith at the right point. Smith against Hepburn. Looked like Smith may have taken one to the face, trying to play through it. A bounce into Kaufman Wren. Reverse pivot. Moving in on Tyler Wall, and the lane goes up. Dances off the rim and in for Trey Kaufman Wren. 8-7 Wisconsin. 5 minutes gone by. Hepburn, left side of the front court, throwing to Tyler Wall. Tyler hands off to Max. Open three, right side. Book it. Five early ones for Max Klesman, 11-7 Wisconsin.
You can't go under those screens against Max Klesman.
Maybe we're close to a wholesale sub for Greg Gard when we come out of the media timeout. Here's Braden Smith, right of the lane. Goes inside for Edie, can't handle it. Turnover, Wall, lead feed Storr. Jones is back. Storr goes up. No, but a foul. And A.J. Storr will go to the free throw line when play continues. And finally, our first media timeout. I'll take a moment and recognize today's game sponsor, U.S. Bank. We thank all the great folks at U.S. Bank for their proud partnership with Wisconsin Athletics. And Badger basketball also brought to you by UW Health and Sports Medicine. The healthcare team for the Badgers are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll step away. 14:27 left in the first half. Wisconsin 11, Purdue 7. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Score great savings on your bathroom project now at Menards. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Right now, get a Max Hanna White Corner Shower Kit with a brushed nickel door for just $13.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Today's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 14:27 left in the first half. Badgers 11, Purdue 7.
Watch early on here. Both teams only one foul both sides. But as we were talking, saw it during the break, Matt Painter and a couple of his assistants very frustrated early on for not getting a couple of calls. Again, I think the officials early on are doing their job very well because they're letting them play.
Here they are.
They let the kids decide this game early on. So far, they have.
Lance Jones guilty of that foul on A.J. Storr, by the way, who will go to the free throw line. Nolan Winter, Carter Gilmore, Max Klesman, Connor Isijan, and A.J. Storr, who's at the foul line. Mason Gillis, 6'6 senior, has checked in for the Boilermakers. Ethan Morton, 6'7 senior in as well. His story is short with the first free throw.
And Matt, with this group for Wisconsin on the floor, I don't necessarily question the defense, but offensively, where are they going to get the scoring from?
beyond the guy at the free throw line right now is Story. You got Klesman, and see if Connor can knock down a couple
and
shots.
John Blackwell's coming in for AJ Story.
Yep,
so that's where the question comes,
there you
right?
Go.
Like,
yep.
That's what I look at. Defensively, they'll be locked in. That's not the concern. The concern is offensively. And how long does Coach Guard run with this group that he's got in?
Greg going nine deep here in the early minutes. Story splits the free throws. 12-7 Wisconsin. Braden Smith outside right. He is with Klesman now. Ethan Morton top of the key. Morton throwing to Mason Gillis, a very good three-point shooter. He's really handled his role exceptionally well as Gillis. Here's Smith to the right side, and a whistle, an illegal screen.
No.
What'd they get?
Zach Edey. Nolan Winter did a great job the entire possession of playing with his hips. He showed his hands the entire time, played with his hips, and then Zach Edey just used his offhand to throw him out.
They
great
sure
job,
did.
Nolan Winter.
Sure did. Taking a look at it right now. Here's Blackwell out front. First foul on Edey. Blackwell between the circles. Now kills the dribble. Throws to Winter on the right side. Edey picks him up. And now Winter gives off to Carter Gilmore. 13:50 left in the half. 12-7 Wisconsin. Shot clock at 8. Blackwell slips it inside his seat. He tried to back cut. It's knocked away. Stolen by Fletcher Lawyer. Here comes Purdue off the turnover. Braden Smith throwing to Lawyer. Hooks it left side for Mason Gillis. Left corner 3 is off the rim. No good. Edey the rebound. Goes up and got fouled. Trying to get the putback, and they'll send Edey to the foul line.
And that's my concern. We talked about transition. That's an example of transition. Purdue ends up with a corner 3 from Mason Gillis. Okay, he misses. However, in transition, Zach Edey's able to run to that front of the rim, and that space that you've worked so hard for is gone, and then that's where he cleans up a lot of his offensive rebound.
We get the foul on Asijan as Zach Edey, 1 of 2 at the foul line. First free throw is good. Mentioned in the pregame, Zach Edey takes 41% of this team's free throws. 10 attempts on average per game. We mentioned Wednesday night he was 8 for 17 against Northwestern. Hepburn will check in for Klesman.
And he's got 195 fouls drawn.
Yes.
This year. 195.
Probably another 75 or 100 that weren't called.
Exactly. Yeah,
both free throws are good. 12-9 Wisconsin. 13:30 left in the first half. Hepburn throwing to Nolan Winter on the right side. There's Gilmore at the top. Gives to Hepburn between the arcs. Finds Connor Asijan on the dribble against Gillis. Back to Chucky. Whips to Winter. Top of the arc. Edey comes out on Nolan with the shot clock at 10. Winter hands off to Gilmore. A flip to Asijan. Deep 3. Right side. Bang off the rim. No good. And a rebound to Edey of Purdue. 13:05 left in the half. 12-9 Wisconsin. Here's Lawyer off the right wing in the lane. And he floats it up and in. It counts and 1. Fletcher Lawyer. You got to respect the 3. And he does a great job of putting it on the deck and getting into the lane.
As much as you want to give Fletcher Lawyer credit there, it's a lack of communication by Wisconsin on the defensive end. And it's between Connor Asijan and John Blackwell. 2 ran to 1, which then let Fletcher Lawyer wide open. Then they try to scramble out of that. The closeout happened. They've got to communicate better in transition.
Put Carter Gilmore in a tough spot. Gilly picked up the foul. And Lawyer, an 85% free throw shooter, will step to the line to try to tie this game early on. 13:02 left in the half. Free throw is good for Lawyer, who has 5. And we're tied at 12. And now Camden Heidi, a 6'7 redshirt freshman, will come in for Lawyer. Caleb First also on the floor, 6'10 junior out of Fort Wayne. Tyler Wall set to re-enter for Wisconsin and for Gilmore.
This ball has to touch the post on this possession. No Zach Edey in the floor. Get back to what you've done so well.
Badgers had just 18 points in the paint against Nebraska. That was a season low. Here's Hepburn out between the arcs. Chucky with a bounce for Blackwell against Smith high on the left. Blackwell returns it to Hepburn out near the center circle. Rotates it to Asijan high on the right. Beats Crowell against Mason Gillis, who hands off to Chucky, who slaloms left of the lane. Finds Blackwell. Shot clock is at 6. Hepburn off the left wing. Throwing to Tyler Wall. Low on the right. Up in traffic over First. Got it.
Good offensive possession. The play call was to get the ball in the post. It wasn't there. But then Wisconsin, the offensive end, Dent Settle, was still able to get it into the paint.
14-12, Wisconsin. 12:20 left in half. Smith off a screen from First. Left open as he blocked out Hepburn. And Braden Smith knocks down the jumper, tied at 14. 12-12 left in the first half as Wall flips it to Blackwell between the arcs. Blackwell surveys, works off a wall screen. Blackwell throws it to Tyler, flips to Crowell up top. A handoff to Hepburn. Chucky trying to turn the corner, throws the wall, rotates to Besiegen. Off the wall screen, darts it off to Blackwell. Left corner three, good for John Blackwell, a 50% shooter from distance coming in.
Good read by Connor Besiegen. Instead of taking a bad shot, he passed it up for a great shot.
11:43 left in the half, 17-14 Wisconsin. Smith off the first screen, throwing to Heidi on the left wing. Gives to Gillis, whistle, and a foul is called. They're going to get Blackwell running over Smith, trying to set that screen. And that'll be the first on John Blackwell as we hit the under 12 media timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. And Wisconsin basketball also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. 11:38 left in the half. Wisconsin 17, Purdue 14. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. And Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 17-14, Wisconsin leads Purdue with 11:38 left in the first half.
A couple of small adjustments already as we're about halfway through this first half. Chucky's doing a good job of changing up, going over the screen upgrades, but last possession there, he went under that. Braden Smith didn't know what to do with that ball at some time. So watch for that point guard play as far as how Chucky's guarding that. Points in the paint. Wisconsin got away from it in Nebraska. Already 10 points in the paint for Wisconsin. So just as far as stuff that they've done early on, they've made those adjustments.
Badgers 7-12 from the floor. Purdue 5-10. Purdue leads the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency, according to KenPom. The Badgers ranked 7th. Foul before the media timeout on John Blackwell, his first, team's fourth. Camden Heidi, sideline left front court, will flip it into Ethan Morton against Blackwell. Morton with a throw to Lance Jones, and there for the Boilermakers, splits two defenders, floater in the lane, short rebound, Blackwell for Wisconsin. In and out for the Boilermakers with 11:25 left in the first half as the freshman John Blackwell brings it to the front court. It's a bump from Tyler Wall to the top of the circle. A flip to Hepburn, left point. Jones defending. Hepburn throwing to Wall. Tyler right of the lane against Caleb first. Bounces out to Blackwell. Little jab step. Now takes it off the wing. Stops at the elbow. Throws to Chucky. Five to shoot. Inside feed. Caught by Crowell. Three to shoot. Stevie draws the double. Finds A.J. Storr. Glides to the rim. Throws it up. No good. And the rebound to Caleb first to Purdue. 10:55 left of the break, 17-14 Wisconsin. Here's Lance Jones, left foul line extended, jumper off the bounce is good. First points for Jones. What an addition he has been after a very good run at Southern Illinois. 17-16 Wisconsin. Here's Blackwell, top of the arc, 10:35 left in the half. Hepburn left point. Chucky loops it into Crowell against Kaufman-Wren. Crow now the double from first. Crow picked up the dribble. A bounce for Storr. Baseline left. Eight to shoot. AJ whips it up top for Blackwell. Bounces it to Wall. Four to shoot. Wall against first. Right block. Double. Throws up a tough shot. Missed it. Kaufman ran the rebound. And Purdue really digging in with Zach Edey on the bench.
Purdue's digging in, but Wisconsin offensively, their space is just not good.
Here's Lance Jones driving right lane line. Goes up. Blocked by Wall. It's loose down low. Wall. Kaufman ran to the floor. A held
He's
ball.
Out of
yep. They called a held ball. Greg Gard trying to campaign for that.
But
held ball is going to be arrow Purdue.
But I think Jones is the one that was out of bounds that had the ball.
Yeah, that's
didn't
what,
have that. That's like.
That's what Greg, I think, was campaigning for.
And I think Kaufman yep. Red had the ball. He wasn't the one that was out. It would have been Jones after he shoots this, then goes out of bounds. And I think Jones is the one touching it as he's laying out of bounds there.
Wesman in, Blackwell out. Like, 17 to shoot. Yep. Yep. The Boilers maintain the possession. Jones baseline right. Loops it in to Kaufman Wren. Edey back on the floor for Purdue. Braden Smith with the basketball now top of the circle. A screen from Edey. Left open. Long two on the way is good for Braden Smith. Working off that Edey screen that blocked out Chucky.
Yeah, Chucky went over that screen, so just changing that up a little bit.
18-17 Purdue. 9:45 left of the first half. Hepburn on the dribble against Smith. Left elbow. Throws it to Crow. Top of the wheel. Hands it back to Hepburn on the right side. Wheels it to Klesman, top of the circle. Angles a pass right of the lane for Tyler Wall. Dribbles to the free throw line. Shovels it inside. Caught by Crow. Kaufman Wren covering. Shot clock is at five. Stevie trying to go to work. Backing. Whistle. Foul call. They'll get Kaufman Wren for the foul. That'll be his first.
So right now, Wisconsin's focusing on getting the ball in the post. However, the spacing with the post entries and the cuts are not there at all. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of third grade basketball. Everyone running the ball a little bit too much.
Hepburn baseline left will inbound. 20 on the clock. Inbounds pass to Max. A bump and a play on. He got whacked by Cam Heidi and Klesman feeling that. And now play is stopped. Kelly Pfeiffer will stop play.
Contact.
Yep. Well, earlier in this half, Braden Smith took one of the eye and in the play through there. It happened so fast. This, you say, inadvertent, so that's what they'll say. As A.J. Storr will inbound. 15 to shoot. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Throwing to Crow. Left wing against Trey Kaufman Wren. Stevie gets rid of it to Storr. Rotates to Chucky. Snaps off a three. Right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Jones trying to save, and he does to Kaufman Wren. 9:05 left in the half, 18-17, the Boilermakers. Braden Smith up top. Kaufman Wren sets the screen. Smith works left of the lane as Chucky worked over the screen. Now Jones open for three, left of the circle. He drills it. Lance Jones a triple, 21-17, Purdue.
AJ was just a little bit slow. Got to stay engaged on that.
8:45 left in the half. Here's Storr. Baseline left, jumper away. Is around the rim and out, no good. Kaufman Wren the rebound for the Boilermakers. One and out for Wisconsin. Purdue up four. 8:35 left of the first half. Smith to the front court. We'll get instructions from the Boilers bench as Smith walks the dribble left of the center circle. Edey with the high screen. Smith out front. Throwing to Heidi left of the circle. Leaves it for Jones. Deep three left side. Bangs off the rim. No good. And it's back tapped by Edey. And it'll be gathered by Braden Smith. And a reset for the Boilermakers. You can tap it to the backcourt.
Absolutely, yes.
Here's Smith to the foul line. Pull-up jumper is good. The second chance points. And the Boilermakers lead by six. 27-13 Purdue. Make that 23-17 Purdue. 8 minutes left in the first half. Here's A.J. Storr outside right. Throwing to Klesman. Baseline right, the drive hangs in the air. Loops it to Hepburn, back to Max. Three shot left corner, nailed it. Second three-point hit for Klesman, 23-20 Purdue. 7:40 left in the first half. Klesman with eight. Braden Smith off the Kaufman Wren screen. Smith turns a corner, right of the lane, runs it up. Got it, it counts and one. Oh, Braden Smith with a strong take. Foul is on Storr, and Braden Smith with 10 first-half points here for the Boilermakers, and we've got a timeout here in Madison. It's a new season at Kohl's. Kohl's with everyday styles at great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. And we want to recognize today's game sponsor, U.S. Bank. We thank everyone there for their proud partnership with Wisconsin Athletics. 7:32 left in the first half. Purdue 25, Wisconsin 20. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving. And when you're going from point A to B, I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lotsa Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. I think I said A.J. Store guilty of the foul. I'm incorrect. I was on Chucky Hepburn on that runner from Braden Smith. 7:32 left in the half, 25-20. Purdue leads Wisconsin.
And Braden Smith's been really good. 5 of 6, 10 points here. A lot of it's been off of this ball screen action, middle ball screen that they've done. Right now, defensively, you've got to be locked in. It's tough because Purdue shoots it at an elite level from 3, 40% from 3. And you look at how they do that, so they're second in the nation from three. But you can't let that ball screen action be how you get beat. You got to be able to show and get back. Right now, there's not nearly enough showing in that action.
Braden Smith, a 76% free throw shooter. He'll convert the three-point play, so give him 11 points here already. 26-20 Purdue, 7:30 left in the first half. Lesmond, Wall, Store, Blackwell, and Winter on the floor for the Badgers. Klesman against Lawyer, throwing to Winter. Turns at the Wall, left point. Quick pass, Klesman up top. High screen, Winter, as Max will drift to the right side, well above the three-point line. Gets it to Store. A.J. driving on Jones in the lane. Up around Edie and off the back of the rim and in. My goodness. He had 7'4", 300 pounds right in front of him, and Store wheeled it around him.
Maybe that gets A.J. going a little bit because he can attack and he's got to attack.
26-22 Purdue. Gillis against Wall. Outside left. Gillis at the top. Bounces to Smith. Whistle inside. Foul called. They'll get Winter battling with Zach Edey. Talk about a tough check for the freshman, Nolan Winter. That'll be his first foul.
Now he's already got an offensive foul, one that he created just by playing with his hips. There, played with his hands a little too much.
Six fouls on Wisconsin. Purdue has committed three. 6:53 left in the half. 26-22 Purdue. Lawyer, baseline rival inbound. In to Smith. He'll catch. Shot fake. Got Blackwell up. Mid-range jump. Short. Rebound. Blackwell for Wisconsin. Dodging one there for the Badgers. Here's Klesman. Front court to the right side. Axe will turn it to Winter. Hands it back to Klesman. Who's off the Wall. Top of the circle. Now it's Blackwell, top of the arc to the line. Blackwell in the lane, fades, flips over Edie, short, no good. Wall, the offensive rebound, low on the left, up and in. Six for Wall, Badgers within two. 26-24, the Boilermakers. 6:20 left in the first half. Braden Smith outside left. High screen, Gillis. Blackwell working over. Smith lost his balance, got the pass away to Gillis, and now wide open off the three-point try as Jones missed it. Rebound Gillis out to Smith. He'll take a three up top. That's short. Rebound tapped right back to him. Now it's Fletcher Lawyer outside left off the Gillis screen. Rotates to Lance Jones. Driving on Store to the rim. Layup good. Little blow by from Lance Jones. 28-24 Purdue. 5:47 left in the first half. Klesman trying to split two defenders. Now hits the brakes. Wall top of the circle. Feeds Store. Store against Jones. A.J. backing him down. Offensive foul. Yeah. That was. So they don't call it a ton, but that was an easy call as A.J. got beat on one end. He was trying to get even and guilty of the foul. And he'll come out. That's his first. And the team's seventh. Player control.
Wisconsin was doing everything they needed on that offensive end. They just didn't, or on the defense end, excuse me, they just didn't clean it up. Yep. Two offensive rebounds, it's going to hurt you at some point.
Boilermakers with 11 second chance points. It's an outstanding offensive rebounding team, which won't really surprise you. With the ball is Braden Smith to the right side, 15-footer off the dribble, is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Hepburn taps it in to Tyler Wall. Great play by Chucky. Wall right side of the front court, moves to the free throw line. Gets it to Winter out front, puts it on the deck, stops in the lane, couple of pumps, fadeaway flip over Edie is too long, no good. Edie the rebound. 28.
Not a good one. Nope. Not a good one. That's just a freshman play.
28-24, the Boilermakers. We have 5 minutes left in the first half. Smith off the Edie screen, moving to his right, throwing to Gillis, top of the circle. Gillis goes inside to Edie, turns left shoulder up, right hand, good. And when I say Edie turns left shoulder up, right hand, good luck. You just have to hope he misses.
And he got buried too far down. That's all. You hope to make that an 8-foot jump hook versus a 2-foot.
30-24 Purdue, 4:40 left in the first half. Klesman on the dribble to the free throw line. The shot fake, Edie cut him off, and now it's Winter. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky with a pass for Blackwell on the right wing. Blackwell against Smith, driving baseline. Goes through the lane, a throw to Hepburn. Nice catch from Chucky. Now Blackwell steps back, three in the air, left corner is short. Lance Jones the rebound for the Boilermakers. 4:20 left in the half, 30-24 Purdue. Braden Smith will walk it through the center circle. Smith against Blackwell. Smith still pounds the dribble. Bounces it to Gillis against Wall. Inside to Edie, moving in on Winter. And Nolan just took it away. A steal for Winter. Blackwell to the front court. Blackwell against Smith. Draws the double and a foul is called. Gillis and Smith were there. They'll get Braden Smith. Oh, terrific work defensively for Nolan Winter, who's grimacing a bit as we hit the under four immediate timeout. We will take a break here in Madison. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 3:57 left in the first half. Purdue 30, Wisconsin 24. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 3:57 left in the first half. Purdue 30, Wisconsin 24. Zach Edey with 5 points. Braden Smith with 11 for the Boilermakers.
And I'm going to be a little bit of a broken record here, but 4 minutes. Game's at 6. You're down 6 points. It's a huge four-minute stretch here as going into halftime. You can keep this thing, possibly take the lead, but if you let this thing get double digits with a couple of bad shots or turnovers and don't work your way through this thing, now it's something that uphill battle that you have coming to start the second half. It's crucial. So I know it's a normal conversation from the analyst. Oh, big 4 minutes.
Yeah.
But especially here with the way that Purdue's playing and Braden Smith is playing, to be honest, and he's controlling the tempo a lot. This 3:57, really big.
Lance Jones has 7 for the Boilermakers. Max Klesmit leading Wisconsin with 8. Tyler Wall has 5. Badgers come out with Crowell, Gilmore, Stork, Klesmit, and Hepburn. Purdue with Edie, Gillis, Jones, Smith, and Fletcher Lawyer. It'll be Wisconsin basketball with 24 on the shot clock. Hepburn baseline left will throw it in. 3:57 left in the half, 30-24, Purdue. Badgers on a scoring drought here, approaching 2.5 minutes. Hepburn will loop it inbounds to Crowell against Gillis. Now it's Storr versus Jones. A feed for Max Klesmit to the line, down the lane. The floater is good. That's it all over the rim and in for Max Klesmit. And the Badgers are within 4.
Good first half here by Max Klesmit. 10 points. He's been very aggressive.
30-26 Purdue. 3:37 left in the half. Lawyer left wing. Goes into Edie. Single coverage from Crowell. Little dig from Klesmit. A throw to Smith at the top. Back into Edie. Backing. Goes up tough. Left a shot. Way short. Rebound batted around. And Max Klesmit comes up with a 50-50 ball. Because of course he did. Here comes Hepburn to the front court for Wisconsin. Chucky right of the circle. And he'll throw it right of the center circle, that is. Throwing to Gilmore. Feeds Klesmit high on the left. Now Hepburn takes left. Moves right. Chucky on the dribble. Right lane line, darts at the Max, eyes up the rim, throws to Hepburn instead, right wing, 5 in the shot clock, Chucky dribbles off the wing, throwing to Gilmore, takes a 3, left side, back rim no good, rebound Lance Jones. Looked online, but a little too long, 2:50 left in the half, 30-26, Purdue.
And Purdue baited him into that shot, catch it, swing it, get a ball screen action.
It's Braden Smith outside left against Hepburn. Edie the screen. Smith is open off the screen. Now good recovery by Hepburn. Lawyer goes into Edie. Turns left shoulder, up right hand, around and out, no good. He was a little further away, wasn't he, Butchie?
Absolutely. That's exactly how you need to guard Zach Edie.
Here's Chucky Hepburn the other way to the free throw line. Pivots, finds Crowell right of the lane. Quick spin, baseline goes up, and that's sent out of bounds by Edie. It's all right, though. We've talked about this, Butchie. Zach's going to reject 2 or 3 shots a game. So what? Keep attacking.
Yeah, and Tyler Wall's coming in right now for, I believe, Carter Gilmore. Zach's not even guarding Carter right now, which is, I mean, and that's where he's able to go get that block so much quicker than normally. At least Tyler, he's on him a little bit more.
Morton in for Lawyer. 2:22 left in the half. 30-26 Purdue. Inbounds pass Crowell, right wing. Crowell against Mason Gillis. Stevie starts the back, slips it to Wall in the lane. The floater is off the left side iron, no good. Smith the rebound. Braden Smith to the front court. Edie the screen. Smith works over it. And the jumper off the bounce right elbow. No good. Rebound off of Crowell's hands into Gillis's hands. And he got tied up by Max Klesmit. And Max will be called for the foul. That's his first. And a 1-1 coming up with the Boilermakers with 2:01 left in the half. 30-26 Purdue. Mason Gillis doesn't shoot a ton of free throws, but when he does, he's close to automatic. As Connor Esegin will check in for Max Klesmit, pick up his first foul. Mason Gillis is 26 of 30 at the foul line this year.
This is where Wisconsin needs to be dirty. And when I say dirty, all 5 come in, rebound, clean those little things up. That's a 50-50 one that didn't go their way.
Yep.
But I saw a couple of guards kind of stand. Like, that's what I mean by dirty. Not cheap shots, but get in and dig for all those little opportunities.
Gillis with the front end. It is good. We mentioned Edie struggles at the line. He wasn't alone. In that game against Northwestern, Purdue shot 46 free throws.
How many?
Which was 38 more than Northwestern did. But they were 29 of 46. Gillis hits the first. 5-point lead for Purdue. Second free throw, Gillis on the way, and that's good as well.
And I say that jokingly because obviously that was the story after that game instead of how good of a game it really was.
Yep.
And Northwestern was fouled. It's not like...
Oh, yeah, that was play style. Yep.
And Northwestern doesn't get to the free throw line a whole lot.
32-26 Purdue. 2 minutes left in the first half. Hepburn up the floor. A little screen from Wall at half court. Now it's Crowell right wing. Stevie loops at the Wall, right of the key, gets it to his Seagin. Connor gets it back to Wall, rotates to A.J. Storr on the left side. Jones defends. Storr drifting back, thought about it, gets it into Wall, left of the lane, retreats as a double was coming, five to shoot. Wall inside the left block, feeds to Seagin. Baseline left, contested jumper is good. Oh, big time shot for a Seagin. 32-28 Purdue, 1:27 left in the half. And that Painter, you live with that. That was a contested jumper and a timeout taken now by Painter. It's the use it or lose it 30 with a minute 20 left in the first half.
Good. This is the battle you needed from Wisconsin. You continue. Now it's four. You try to get a stop. Get the fans behind you a little bit. Get this place a little bit louder. Now all of a sudden that's what you needed when you look at this. The timeout. After timeout plays, Purdue's one of the best at doing it. You've got to make sure that you stay engaged this entire 23 seconds left in this shot clock. Know that they're going to run a couple of actions. You can't fall asleep. We've seen it defensively a couple of times for Wisconsin. Then fall asleep, and all it's going to take is 1 or 2 seconds.
Go back to that shot by Asijan. That was a tough jumper, but we talked, Brian, off air, if this Wisconsin team is to hit the lofty goals that it has, hole number three is going to have something to do with it. He's going to bail him out of a couple games, isn't he?
Absolutely. When you can shoot the basketball and you can make shots, there's always a spot. Now it's about being engaged on the defensive end and making sure you don't fall asleep and hurt your team on that end.
32-28 Purdue. 1:20 left in the half, 23 in the shot clock. Fletcher Lawyer, sideline left, will inbound. Looking, throws it into Braden Smith at the edge of the center circle as Hepburn digs in. Smith picked up the dribble, loops it to Edey right of the circle. A handoff to Smith. Smith turns it to Mason Gillis. Inside feed, Edey catches out to Smith. Seven to shoot. Smith looking inside, finds Edey again. Four to shoot. Edey in the lane, goes up left hand. Back rim no good. Rebound Crowell. 55 seconds left in the half. 32-28 the Boilermakers as Hepburn to the front court against Braden Smith. Chucky throws it to Storr, flips to Crowell, goes to Wall, baseline right. A lob to Storr, catches, back down, back up, back in. Low on the left, Badgers within two.
Good offensive set.
35 to play, 26 to shoot. Braden Smith brings it up. 30 to play, 21 to shoot. Smith between the circles against Hepburn. Glides to the right side. Hands off to Lance Jones. Shot clock at 15. Edey gives it to Lawyer. Right of the lane. Goes to the goal. Layup no good. Whistle inside. Foul called. Smith against Wisconsin with 18.8. Steven Crowell picked up the foul. His first 18.8 left in the half. 32-30. The Boilermakers.
All it was a double pin down. Get Fletcher coming across off that. Connor was trailing just a little bit, couldn't get in front. Then that's why Stephen Crowell had to pick up the foul because there was that contact at the rim.
Lawyer hits the first free throw. Trey Kaufman Wren checking in for Purdue. He will sub for Mason Gillis. Purdue really helping itself at the foul line in this first half. It is 8 out of 9. Lawyer 2 for 2. Second attempt coming up, and it's good. And it's a 4-point lead for the Boilermakers as Ethan Morton will come in for Lawyer. Shot clock dark, 18.8 seconds left in the half. 34-30, the Boilermakers. As Tyler Wall will inbound to Hepburn. Being bothered a little bit in the backcourt by Ethan Morton as Chucky with 15 seconds left. Hepburn gets it across half court. Down to 10 seconds left in the half. Hepburn high on the left, working off screens from Crowell and Wall. 6 seconds left. Chucky in there. Wall glides to the rim. Layup good. 3 seconds left in the half. With two, with one, and it's too late. The three-quarter court heave is wide right anyway as the Badgers pull within two at the half.
That was that 4 minutes we talked about. Utah plus four in that period. Two-point game. You did everything you needed to be in a great situation heading into the second half.
Buckle up, folks. Got a tight one between a couple of the teams in the top six in the AP. Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. At the half, Purdue 34, Wisconsin 32. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. This from Sue at A Woman's Touch Painting and Decorating in Collins, providing painting and decorating expertise since 1999. Call 920-772-4500.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log and Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber. Meister Log and Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Jay's store with seven. Three for John Blackwell and two for Stephen Crow. Two for Connor Esegian. At the break, Purdue 34, Wisconsin 32. Coming up, our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, ready to make a career move that's sure to score big? Join our winning team at UW-Madison. From accountants and chefs to painters and veterinarians, we've got a diverse roster for all skills. As one of the largest employers in Wisconsin, we offer competitive salaries, state group health care, and opportunities to level up your talents. That's what you can expect when you work with Bucky at UW-Madison. Join our dedication to innovation and the Wisconsin idea. Apply today at jobs.wisc.edu/Bucky and score big with UW-Madison.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime in Madison, Purdue 34, Wisconsin 32. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Butchie, let's go back to your keys here. I think we could check the first box, transition D, Purdue with a donut with fast break points.
Absolutely. I think they've done a good job. There was just one time that Mason Gillis get that corner three, missed it, which didn't result in the offense rebound. So that's the only time that I saw that as far as what they've done. Rebounding the basketball, they're being out-rebounded, but a couple of those offensive rebounds that they've given, Purdue hasn't scored on. So I'm okay with that. And then you look at the ball with Wisconsin. The way that they've moved the basketball, it's been very good. 10 assists, right? Like, you look at that, like, okay, they're making Purdue guard. So they're doing what they need to do. And overall, like, you're only down two in that situation. You've taken a couple of bad shots at times, not nearly as much as Nebraska. And that's why you're sitting there only down two.
Yeah, pain points 20-10 in favor of Wisconsin. That's big. We'll have more of our halftime chat presented by American Family Insurance. That's coming up. Purdue leads Wisconsin at the half, 34-32. We're back in 2 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
At the half, Purdue 34, Wisconsin at 32. Before we continue, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
2-point lead for the Boilermakers as we continue with our halftime conversation. We mentioned before the game to see if we can, you know, get Chucky going offensively. It might sound like a nitpick because this team is scoring at a pace not seen in 30 years, and others have picked up the slack. He's been very selfless, but still, you know, he can score, and you want to see him maybe try to get his a little bit? Is that reasonable?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely. Only two shot attempts from Chucky Hepburn. I feel in this game, the way that they're guarding the ball screen action allows him to have success in that. And here's the other thing. Zero steals. Braden Smith, 11 points, 5 of 10. Now, I think aggressively what they've done in the last, you know, 6 minutes in the second half or first half made Braden a little bit more uncomfortable. But still, early on in that game, Braden got very comfortable in what he was doing. So, Chuck, if you're not going to score the basketball, then try to get a couple of steals. I still think they're going to need to get something from him on the offensive side in the second half.
You figure if this game goes down to the wire, we have seen him many times
Absolutely.
In his career be that closer. We'll see if that situation presents itself here today. Purdue 34, Wisconsin 32. That's your halftime score. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers,